This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. I thought we just got over award season.
No, it's starting.
Okay.
Isn't that great? Maybe you were meaning the Emmys. They run, you know, June to June or whatever, but the Grammys run October to October, so that eligibility period just ended, and so this... I can't remember if it's Wednesday night or Thursday night they're going to announce them. This is maybe the fifth year that they've announced the nominations in a concert format during primetime.
And there are so many categories, they won't give them all, but...
No, they'll release them on their website in, you know, their 75, 80 categories or whatever. But, you know, there's always the big four: record, song, which is a Songwriters Award, album, and Best New Artist.
Well, I think one name we're going to hear in two or three of those categories is Adele.
Yeah. I think it's so weird to talk about things before the nominations even come out and not even be talking about the nominations, but the win. I mean, I really do feel like this year, when it comes to record, album, and song of the year, the other people who are fortunate enough to be nominated don't even really need to rent an outfit, you know, or whatever the case may be, because... It'd be one thing if she was a critic's favorite, which she is, mm-hmm. But didn't have a lot of mainstream appeal, which happened a couple of years ago when she first came out. She won Best New Artist and a couple of other Grammys, but she was more of a critic's favorite and nobody knew who she was. Well, 21, her sophomore album that came out this year, is the best-selling album of the year, and it sold 12 million copies in today's, you know, economy. And so, yeah, I think that she is the favorite for album and song and record of the year for Rolling in the Deep. Artists only submit one song for those major categories. She could have submitted her second single, Someone Like You, and won it too. So that's how far ahead I think she is than anybody else. I don't even think it's close, but we can talk about the other people.
Let's talk about them.
Who will try.
Yes.
I think when you look at Best New Artist, a couple of things come to mind. And I think that three names right off the bat will be represented there, and that's Nicki Minaj. I think she'll get the hip-hop vote.
And again, Nicki Minaj being one of those people who go, really? She's been around for a while, but yeah. Because of the way the Grammy rules work,
her
she's eligible.
Album came out, yeah. And then Foster the People, mm-hmm. which had the Pumped Up Kick song, which mm-hmm. nobody seems to know, but if you hear it, you're like, oh yeah, that song. And the band Perry, which is a country act, I think they'll all be up for Best New Artist. Remembering with these major four categories, as opposed to the subcategories, the Grammy board has departments. So they have some Los Angeles, they have some Dallas, they have Nashville. So what tends to, when you look at a general category like Record of the Year or something, Nashville's going to want to vote in there for country.
Sure.
And there will always be normally a jazz entry or
Esperanza
a rock.
Spalding, who won
right.
last year, yeah.
So sometimes you don't get five major pop hits or five major pop acts because they spread the wealth among all departments of voting.
Which I don't really mind because there are so many different kinds of music that there's no real efficient way to say this is the best record. How you put to, you know, a jazz album up against a pop album, I don't know.
When you look at album of the year, which is for a complete album, which nobody makes anymore. Mm-hmm. But if you look at them, of course, you have Adele. And I also think Tony Bennett's Duets album is going to get in there because it sold really well. And he's got the legend status. So I think that's going to go over really well.
And I really think that, you know, there are so many small categories. But when you look at best jazz vocal performance, look for Tony Bennett and the late Amy Winehouse to get mm-hmm. a sentimental vote and win the Grammy for that.
Yeah, I could see that. And I also think that Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga's The Lady is a Tramp is probably going to get in there for Record of the Year. People who support both him and her. Mm-hmm. Other things that should make it into Album of the Year, Paul Simon's new album.
I liked it.
Yeah. I think that that stands a good shot with the kind of the...
And he has a long relationship with the Grammys.
Right. And then some past nominees slash winners that have been in that category before have follow-up work. Kanye West has two possibilities. He's got his solo album, and then he's got his album with Jay-Z. Taylor Swift, who won 2 years ago, has her follow-up. I think that that could make it in there. Lady Antebellum was nominated last year. They have a new album, so that could make it in there. Bruno Mars and Rihanna both had big commercial albums this year. And then there could also be, you know, some country, other country acts like maybe Alison Krauss or something like that. And then the big question there is going to be what do they do with Lady Gaga? Because she put out, her last two albums have been up for Album of the Year, but this album was more concept. So I don't know if they're necessarily going to put that up there. You know, but like I said, it all kind of falls back when you start looking at Adele. It's going to dominate anyway.
Didn't you tell me that this year there might be some categories that they don't give a Grammy to?
Yeah, if they don't have like 15 entries or something where they don't have a surplus of nominees, then they'll just delete the category and combine it with something else. So, you know, that could take place in some of the smaller categories like polka or tropical mm-hmm. music or something. If they don't have 15 entries, then they're not going to have it.
Which I understand where they're coming from. But if you made a really good polka album, why should you be penalized?
Well, what if you made the only polka album?
Yeah, well, I mean, Brave Combo had an album. Jimmy Sturr had an album
right,
this year.
Right. The big one, of course, is Record of the Year, which is for a song. And they also have Song of the Year, which is a songwriter's award. Besides Adele, I think other stuff that'll get in there, that Pumped Up Kicks from Foster the People is kind of edgy. Firework, Katy Perry, which makes you want to drive off a cliff, but it's inspirational. Tony Bennett could get in there with Lady as a Tramp. And then there's some country possibilities. The band Perry, If I Die Young. There's a Kelly Clarkson Jason Aldean song that could make it in there. And then there's some pop songs in there that could make a run, like Grenade, Bruno Mars, or Moves Like Jagger, which is Maroon 5.
Get away from that right now.
Otis, which is Jay-Z and Kanye West, or Party Rock Anthem, LMFAO. So all those things could make it in there. But I do think that at the end of the day, when we look back, you know, Friday morning at the nominations, it's probably going to be somebody like Adele who is up there at the top or near the top. I don't know if she'll necessarily have a ton because she doesn't have cross-category appeal. She's pop.
Right.
But, you know, I would expect people like Lady Gaga, Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga because of Tony Bennett, some other people will dominate the categories.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.